You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. I'm Liza, and I'm here with my co-hosts Kristen and Megan Schmidt from the VA Hospital in Madison, and we've been talking about all of the wonderful programming that the VA does for caregivers. And I just didn't want to let Megan leave. Actually, I'd love to have her here all day to hear some of these wonderful stories. And you're such a great person to talk to. But I wanted to make sure that we got out to everyone how they can connect with you. So phone number or website, or what's the first step?
The first step is giving us a call. And we have a main caregiver support line. If you have to leave a message, please, please do. We will call you back. And the main line is, the main hospital number is 608-256-1901. And our extension is 11576. Again, it's 11576. So please give a call if you don't know if you're eligible. We work a lot with folks that are veterans who are not accessing the VA healthcare system and have questions on how to do that and what that looks like. We help with all that. So please give a call. We're happy to help.
That's great. And what about website? Is there a main place?
So we have a caregiver website. It's part of the main Madison VA website. So I tell people, just Google the Madison VA Hospital caregiver support, and then you'll find
you
us.
I found you. If I can find you, anyone can find you. That's my thought. Well, thank you so much, Megan. That was wonderful to hear what the VA does. I'm so happy to hear that the government is doing something right there and taking care of our veterans. So thank you for taking time for us
thank
today.
Thank you so much for thinking of us.
Yes, and thanks, Megan, for just sharing your personal stories, and I'm so happy. It's always great to hear somebody who loves their work and know that you're lined up with what you're supposed to be doing. And then that means the people who are receiving your service are also getting the best that they need. So
I think
it's pretty apparent they are. So thanks for all your work, your service, and giving us your time today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
So Kristen,
I know.
Where do we start?
How do we start debriefing that?
Yeah. Right? That's a whole nother show.
Exactly. Well, what's really running through my head is I'm so glad that we chose April to be this topics of different types of people that people are caring for, because, you know, I think sometimes that I get a little full of myself, shocking for those of you that know me, about how I know everything about how to be a caregiver because I've been a caregiver to my daughter with all these complicated medical issues. But as Megan was talking, I mean, I have no idea how to deal with someone who's got PTSD. I have no idea how to deal with someone who's served our country and had to see some horrific and experience some horrific things. And so what a unique experience that group is having. And I'm just glad that there are resources that are aware of that.
Yeah, I agree. And that has to just take such an emotional toll, you know, not only obviously on the veteran, but the caregiver too. I mean, it is a different caregiving experience, and that is great that they have the resources out there. And I think my biggest takeaway was, why aren't we doing this for caregivers in general?
Exactly. Right. There's such a disconnect.
There is. I mean, there's, you know, some specific disabilities or illnesses that have some resources, but I have never come across anything to this extent.
Right. And it's just so clear that when you have something that's so well-organized, well-funded, that you can actually make a difference. You know, you can tell Megan's making a difference. The mobile support, those texts that are going out to people, the one-to-one coaching, so being able to take your specific issue and problem and help give you answers and solutions to that. I mean, we all need that, right? But we're doing this in such a silo, and we're grasping for each other. And, you know, I think that is a big part of why you and I are motivated to do this work, is to develop this larger community so that as a mass, we can say, hey, you know, we need that same kind of support in terms of financing and in terms of organization.
Exactly. And I want to make sure that everybody knows how to connect with us to build our caregiving community. So you can find us at the Empowered Caregiver Community on Facebook and Instagram, and also going to our website, theempoweredcaregivercommunity.com.
Yep, those are great resources to find us and to stay connected with us and to help us in our mission to keep building a community that's interactive and supportive. And so along those lines, Liza, what do we have coming up in the next couple of weeks for April, this month, where we're going to be highlighting different types of populations and different types of caregivers?
So what we have coming up next is the whole month of April is going to be around the different types of caregivers. So today we spoke with Megan Schmidt from the VA hospital that supports caregivers of veterans. We also are going to have the Alzheimer's Society come and speak about helping people, caregivers with dementia, and then and Alzheimer's. And then also we have Jennifer from the Autism Society of South Central Wisconsin coming to speak about caregivers of that population. And one that I am really interested in, and I'm not quite sure why, is we are having a woman from Florida speaking about children caregivers, children that are in that role of being family caregivers.
Right. Well, I think because it's kind of something we don't come in a lot of contact with, but it's going to be really interesting to hear what's going on for those kids and what can we do to support them. I'm interested in speaking with her too. I mean, I'm interested to hear the others as well.
I am as well.
Pretty familiar with autism and I don't know much about Alzheimer's, so it'll be great to hear from them. This has been a really exciting day and I'm really looking forward to all of the themes in this month. You guys have all been listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show with Liza and Kristen. We appreciate your support. And as Lester Holt would say, take care of yourself and each other. Thanks.